On this day, 25 years ago, Nelson Mandela, newly released from prison in South Africa, visited Boston. Boston was part of a six-week 13-nation tour for the man who years later would become his nation's first black president. WBUR's Dolores Handy, who was there for Mandela's visit a quarter century ago, reports this morning on how the event is being commemorated.
25 years ago today, June 23rd, 1990, the athletic building at Madison Park High School was filled to standing room only. Parents brought their children for the historic event. They wanted to see the man who had spent 27 years behind bars as a political prisoner and had been released just 4 months earlier. Thousands arrived early and waited for hours in the sweltering heat. Risers were filled with people, and so was the floor of the brick and concrete gym.
But the people did not seem to mind, and the place literally exploded once he arrived.
City Councilor Charles Yancey had sponsored Boston's legislation to use economic sanctions as pressure on the white-ruled government in South Africa to end apartheid. Yancey was with Mandela at every stop on the Boston tour.
There was such love and affection for him and what he stood for, and a great sense of hope and even aspirations for greater things within our own nation. Let's remember, South Africa elected a black president long before we did in the United States of America.
Yancey and others say the reaction to Mandela was electrifying, that it felt as though the building shook as Mandela took to the podium. Many in the audience were in tears as Mandela waved to the crowd, thanking them. It took several minutes for the applause to die down.
When one day our history is rewritten, the pioneering and leading role of Arthur Chooses will stand out like a shining diamond. It was you who supported us when very few knew of our existence, our trial and tribulation.
He spoke directly to the students.
If there is any appeal I could make, it is that the young people of Boston, and indeed the young people of the United States, must take it upon themselves to ensure that they receive the highest education possible.
Education, said Mandela, is a powerful tool in the fight against oppression. Students at two high schools now use that gym, Madison Park and John D. O'Brien. Today, the building is officially being renamed the Nelson Mandela Physical Education Complex. That renaming is part of a broader plan. State Representative Byron Rushing and State Senator Jason Lewis recently filed legislation aimed at more fully commemorating Mandela's visit and his legacy. Senator Lewis is the son of white South Africans. His family moved to Boston when he was 12.
That spirit of reconciliation and forgiveness, I think, has inspired and moved people all over the world, you know, not just South Africa. It helped to rebuild the country.
And he says it carried Mandela's legacy far beyond South Africa. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.